Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Going to an amusement park or a ball game, watching a movie or television are fun activities that help us relax, temporarily forget our problems, and maybe even laugh. But they do not bring happiness because their positive effects end when the fun ends. The way people cling to the belief that a fun-filled, pain-free life equals happiness actually diminishes their chances of ever attaining real happiness. More often than not, things that lead to happiness involve some pain. Couples who choose not to have children are deciding in favor of painless fun over painful happiness. They can dine out whenever they want, travel wherever they want, and sleep as late as they want. Couples with infant children are lucky to get a whole night's sleep or 3-day vacation. No parents would choose the word fun to describe raising children. But couples who decide not to have children never experience the pleasure of hugging them or tucking them into bed at night. They never know the joy of watching a child grow up or of playing with a grandchild. More difficult endeavors will bring us more happiness than can be found in fun, at least permanent things. The moment we understand that fun does not bring happiness, we begin to lead our lives differently. Going to an amusement park or a ball game, watching a movie or television are fun activities that help us relax, temporarily forget our problems, and maybe even laugh. But they do not bring happiness because their positive effects end when the fun ends. The way people cling to the belief that a fun-filled, pain-free life equals happiness actually diminishes their chances of ever attaining real happiness. More often than not, things that lead to happiness involve some pain. Couples who choose not to have children are deciding in favor of painless fun over painful happiness. They can dine out whenever they want, travel wherever they want, and sleep as late as they want. Couples with infant children are lucky to get a whole night's sleep or 3-day vacation. No parents would choose the word fun to describe raising children. But couples who decide not to have children never experience the pleasure of hugging them or tucking them into bed at night. They never know the joy of watching a child grow up or of playing with a grandchild. More difficult endeavors will bring us more happiness than can be found in fun, at least permanent things. The moment we understand that fun does not bring happiness, we begin to lead our lives differently. Going to an amusement park or a ball game, watching a movie or television are fun activities that help us relax, temporarily forget our problems, and maybe even laugh. But they do not bring happiness because their positive effects end when the fun ends. The way people cling to the belief that a fun-filled, pain-free life equals happiness actually diminishes their chances of ever attaining real happiness. More often than not, things that lead to happiness involve some pain. Couples who choose not to have children are deciding in favor of painless fun over painful happiness. They can dine out whenever they want, travel wherever they want, and sleep as late as they want. Couples with infant children are lucky to get a whole night's sleep or 3-day vacation. No parents would choose the word fun to describe raising children. But couples who decide not to have children never experience the pleasure of hugging them or tucking them into bed at night. They never know the joy of watching a child grow up or of playing with a grandchild. More difficult endeavors will bring us more happiness than can be found in fun, at least permanent things. The moment we understand that fun does not bring happiness, we begin to lead our lives differently.